the finance committee to look at the new information and bring us back their recommendations as soon as they feel that they have a recommendation to be made, and then going forward, that time, whenever that is, we can take a look at adjusting it, any rate adjustment that might be needed. But at least for now, I'm recommending that we freeze the treated water rates until July 1st of this year, and we freeze the irrigation rates for the entire year.
Okay, one more question.
I was just going to mention that if they got the information with the finance committee in time, instead of making it a month, make it freeze the water rates for treated water for 6 months or less, pending the report from. That was just my suggestion. Is all I wanted to say.
Ken,
I was just going to say it just feels like we're trying to drive the finance committee and some of the board members are trying to drive down doing our own rate study. And we have to be a little bit careful. We've already done the rate study. It's more or less a decision, are we freezing or not freezing the increases that have been planned. And there is an option, it sounds like, where we could suggest not increasing it as much, but I think we got to be careful about how deep we go into that and making it like we're doing a formal rate study, which we are not the group to be doing that.
Agreed.
One more question?
Yeah, painting it on gallons coming through my orifice, it should be the cost per gallon is what's addressed, not just gallons coming through, because it costs significantly more to have treated domestic water coming through, potable water coming into each home versus the gallons coming through for irrigation. So if they don't have to do anything but run it down that ditch, there's not a lot of cost involved in that gallon of water versus going into that house where you can do the calculation on that domestic water and exactly and come out with an accurate number.
Want to get a second? Move on.
Second the motion.
Say again your motion, please.
Temporarily freeze the treated water rates until July 1st of this year, and freeze the irrigation rates for the entire year.
And I will just note that if you do that until July 1st, it would probably be best not to make any adjustments with the rates until July 1st, whether you have the data or not.
Right.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor.
Second.
Second. Can we get a roll call, please?
Director Halpin?
Yes.
Director Saunders?
Aye.
Director Souza?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Wadley?
No.
Okay. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Good job.
Steve.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
Good job.
Yeah, the recorder, though, right?
Yes.
I'll take notes for you. She's a break.
Oh, she's gone?
Yeah. She's come back. She'll come back.
Does she have to record this? Or
it's on. It's fine.
Oh, she's
we
fine.
We can go. We can go. Yeah,
okay,
it's
yeah, let's
Halpin left, but he's going to come back too, so.
Let's rock and roll.
We can go if you want to go.
He might come back.
He might come back.
Okay.
Seven D. Yes, this, I'm asking the board here to approve the professional service agreement for capital project management with Coastline Inc. for 5 years for an amount not to exceed $402,909. This report is the same as what was in your packet for January. The board at that time did not hear the item, so we brought it back so you can take action on it today. District does not employ a dedicated engineer or project manager, so that means there's not an employee. I don't have a project engineer, not a project manager, not any person in that capacity here on staff. And so historically, we've been around, since I've been here, and I don't know how long, probably goes back to 2011, I'm guessing, when Kelly Shively left, do not have an engineer or dedicated project manager on staff, and has been relying on contract staff to provide that. And so as long as I've been here, that contract person has been George Sanders, who has managed the Auburn Lake Trails Water Treatment Plant project and managed the Cabby project for you guys last year. It started before I was brought on board. And a couple times I've asked the board to fill that with a permanent position, and there were staff or a full-time direct person. And the board instead has directed me to continue to provide these services through contract staff. There are several capital improvement projects that are planned for this fiscal year and in the 5-year CIP that require a dedicated project manager in order to deliver them. So I went ahead and issued a request for proposals for a consulting firm to provide capital project management. I issued that RFP on August 13th. That RFP is attached in here if anybody wants to look at it. I follow our procurement policy that the board adopted in 2018. And the scope generally consists of anything required to successfully manage various capital improvement projects, from preliminary engineering through environmental all the way through construction. So the idea is you have a dedicated person who managing the project all the way through. And so that would include preparing requests for proposals for design. So this contract wouldn't necessarily design projects, wouldn't necessarily provide construction inspection, construction management. The idea is you have someone that's representing the district overall, and they would prepare, just as a staff person, myself, would prepare an RFP to hire someone to do the design or to hire someone to do construction management and to put together the bid package and run the solicitation for contractors to do the work. That's this person. So they're going to be representative of the district. The agreement would be for a 5-year term with projects assigned annually by the general manager. And that would be done consistent with the budget, consistent with our 5-year capital improvement plan that are adopted by the board. For the purpose of the RFP and this contract, I made some assumptions, and I listed 7 projects there that they would likely take over and manage: upcountry ditch rehabilitation, water storage tank recoding we do every year, canal lining projects that we try and do periodically, automated meter replacement project, which we're trying to get the financing for. We have a project in another place, start replacing one of our failing pump stations or old pump stations, and then we have to demo from the old Auburn Electrode Water Plant project. There's still a building down there. There's still some tanks down there that got to be removed. That, you know, they're kind of an attractive nuisance right now. So we want to get rid of that stuff and clean it up. So that's kind of the idea. Obviously, that list is subject to change. That's based on what I know when I wrote the RFP, and that would be subject to change each year as the board approves a 5-year capital improvement plan, as you approve a fiscal year budget. Then we would modify that accordingly. But based on that scope, I put together a professional group services agreement and a cost estimate for that work.
George. He's getting more water.
So that's the scope that's included in Coastland's professional service agreement that's here. So again, looking at this, I recognize, $400,000 is a lot of money. But you got to think about it. This is scheduled over 5 years. It's a not-to-exceed amount. Their contract will be managed by the general manager. Their tasks will be assigned by the general manager. The projects will be assigned every year by the board as the ones we're going to work on and prioritized. So that there's enough controls on this. I feel confident the board should feel comfortable that we're not going to run off and just start writing checks to Coastland willy-nilly. And last thing, I guess, is I did get 2 proposals that we received from Coastland and Ponticello. George and I reviewed the proposals for criteria listed in the RFP. We interviewed them and ranked Coastland as the top proposal. And then we went through and looked at the rate schedule, and the rates look pretty consistent with what we're seeing in the industry. So that is why we're here today with recommendations to approve the agreement with Coastland. So that's my staff report.
Can I ask you a couple questions, Steve?
Of course.
The list that you have on page 2, is that in any priority order?
No.
Okay. Is there a reason why the rebuild of the Walton filter is not on there? Is that something else they would do?
It is. I'm not sure why it's not on there, but it is something that I would like to have them manage.
Okay.
We're trying to get that moving quickly, so I'm not, timing-wise, it may not work out. I may have to have Daryl do the best he can on that one, but just depending. Timing is...
Is that timing for construction season before winter?
Yes. Well, before summer. Trying to get that done before water demands get so high that they need to rely on that filter more heavily.
Got
so right
it.
Now, I believe that filter's not operating, well, I know it's not operating at optimum capacity,
okay.
And so it's kind of short cycling and whatnot. So
okay.
We want to get that done before the demands go up and it starts to put a strain on the system.
Okay, and I had on here too the main can reliability project, but it sounds like we're all done with that. So
that one is done.
That was done,
yeah.
Okay. And the amount of money on page 3, the 402,000?
Yes.
403,000.
Thank you. Untouched by human hands, scoop the ice, filter the water. I learned that from Kelly.
Oh, goodness.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
The amount is covered in the budget with the capital improvement plan projects the way you plan them, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So those, you know, are based on estimates in the CLP. And there's, if you look in there, there's construction engineering costs and other CIP costs that add up proportionally to make that $400,000.
Okay. And the other question I had is your 5-year duration.
Mm-hmm.
Did you consider maybe doing the duration of the contract to match the CIP? So for this initial period, it might be 4-year. Originally, CIP that would be less than 5 years, and then renew it going forward. Did you?
I just based on 5 because it's it does match your typical CIP time frame is 5 years. I recognize now we're kind of we're in that process of starting a new one, and that's at the board's discretion. If you guys wanted to direct to a shorter term, part of it is cumbersome to come back and run an RFP and. Resources to do that and ask the staff to approve it again. So I'm just trying to bite off a big chunk that get some continuity. They have the same person here. They have someone available. They need some coastlines. They need some assurance that they have dedicated work for this person. And we're not going to sign a contract and then have to kick them off or run out of money in a year. So
right.
we're trying to keep them, give them some assurance that, yeah, we're serious about this and you're going to have work for this person at a certain level. For a long enough term that makes sense for you to provide them and dedicate them to us. Because they have resource allocations issues too with other clients and other work they want to do. So we're trying to be respectful of that.
Okay, great. And last question I have is I noticed in the checks that we have Coastland already working for us on the Main Canal reliability project. We've already paid them the $10,000 for at least one section of that portion. And so I'm just wanting to make sure, and by asking Barbara this question, it's not a conflict of interest that we've already hired them, we've used them, we've paid them, and now we're discussing whether we want to hire them and pay them.
No.
Okay.
Could just be a whole new contract.
Okay, the other thing I have, I discussed this with Steve before, is that there to be multiple projects at once?
Yes. I mean, again, that's depending on their ability of staff, but
right.
We're not the only client they have that does this kind of work, and they have multiple, it's not a one-man firm, they have a large firm.
Mm-hmm.
So that they do have capacity.
Okay.
Can you give me that
for me?
I'm good.
Anything else? I'll make a motion to approve the resolution.
Second, before we go to
right.
vote.
Yes. Your name, please.
Sheree Carlin. Is there a reason why we didn't get Ponticello's bid in this packet? We usually put all the bids in.
I usually don't. I usually only put the one for professional service agreement. I usually only put the one that's being recommended. I don't generally put other professional services contracts in there. I mean, unless there's some. Strange reason wouldn't do that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
I have a lot of projects to be determined based on our project engineer, so this gets us moving forward.
Yeah.
All right, we're doing 7E.
7E and F, I've got just some concerns on that. First of all, my main concern is the Finance Committee has not seen this information yet, and there's some errors. That's not very fair. There's some discrepancies that I've noticed in the data, So we start with 7E, and Christine's already gone, right?
I'm not, yes. She was hanging out for a while. Did she leave?
Yes.
Looked dark.
Yeah, it's kind of getting late.
She was, dark. Yeah, she was trying to hang out.
Okay. Okay, so the concerns I have is that, first of all, in the information that's provided, not all the funds are listed. And the quarterly timeframes are not quarterly timeframes. They're based on the actual year. The data provided is first and second quarter, based on an actual year, not a fourth quarter fiscal year. The other issue I have is the title of the subject on the staff report doesn't match what's listed in the agenda. So, for example, if you look at E, it says on the agenda, fiscal year 18-19, budget to actual review, but yet the subject of the staff report says fiscal year 18-19, fourth quarter budget review. So a little bit different, and the supporting information in the staff report really is not for the fourth quarter. It's for the first and second quarter. So I'd like to pull this and have it go back to staff and have it fixed and then go to the finance committee and then have them bring it back to us.
Yeah, timeline. So it says it's for period 6-19. So I'm not sure if that's what months we're taking out of this.
I guess asking me now because, I mean, I have a lot to say, but yeah. I'm going to wait and see. I want to see what the questions are. I haven't heard, I'm not sure what you want to respond to.
If
you just want to punt to the finance committee and have them look at it first, that's
if
fine.
If we don't receive and file, then what kind of
there's nothing.
Impact?
Nothing.
Why don't we report
this is just so you guys can look at it and comment on it.
Yeah,
I will tell you, this is meant to be the full year. So I don't, if there's concern this is only two quarters, that's inaccurate and it's a misunderstanding somewhere, because this is the full year expenses. And we look at the reports, it does say current actual, which would be the period in which the report was run, but there's a year-to-date actual that shows the whole year. We highlight and go into detail on the operating funds, because this is the operating budget review, and then all the funds are listed at the towards the back of the attachments. But that, you know, that's, to all that doesn't matter to me. If you guys just want to have me go take it to the finance committee and have a look at it first, I won't go through it with you now.
That makes sense if it's the full year.
It's the full year.
Because I had some questions on stuff that were.
It's the full year, and I understand the confusion within the titles and the staff report and the agenda packet. I can see that, but it is intended to be fiscal 18-19 budget actual review for the full year. When you see the top there, it says for calendar period and fiscal period. It's because calendar period, the end of the fiscal year is in June, so 6 is June, but the fiscal period is the 12th, because it's the last of the 12 months, and the fiscal year is 12. So it's not from June to December. It is for calendar period June and for fiscal period 12.
Is it possible, Steve, then going forward, that can be clarified in the discussion in the staff report?
I mean, we could try and explain it in the staff report. There's no way to change the titles in the report.
Right, so it's just clarified.
we're trying hard for July.
Okay.
Why don't we hold this until the new software?
Hang on, one at a time. Go ahead.
Steve, can I ask you a question then?
Yes.
If you look at the attachment one documents.
Yes.
If you go to what is numbered up in the top right-hand corner, number 21.
Top right-hand corner, 21.
Yeah,
yes.
See where it says 21?
Yes.
We have two funds listed in there, 25, the Bain Road Bond
yes.
Fund, and the 52, the Kelsey South.
Bain Road Bond Fund, yes.
Number 25 and number 52.
Yes.
These were part of the Community Service District closeouts that
yes.
were supposed to be done and accomplished, but yet we have some amounts in here that are current actual. And
I'm
just
sorry, 25 was the other one?
52 Kelsey
52.
South.
Okay, yes.
So according to the other.
Those were current actual as of June. That was during the June period. There were transactions. It was likely closeout to payments to NBS. And you can see the budget remaining at the end is zero. and the year-to-date actual is zero.
Okay.
They could also be entries that are required by the auditor to balance things out. I don't, you know, there's
okay.
year-end accounting entries that get done too. So I can't tell you exactly what current actual is, but a year-to-date, you can see it's gone to zero.
Okay. And is there a reason why the additional funds are not listed here for funds 16, 35, 38, 53, and 54?
I'm not filling with those numbers at the top of my head, but if they're not here, it's because there was no activity during that fiscal year and those funds, and their balance is zero.
Okay.
So we're no longer using those funds. So
oh.
Any fund we're using is no longer.
Okay. And then if you flip over to attachment two,
okay.
to the, again, that's the back of the second page where it has number two at the top.
Okay.
If you look at the, for Fund 10, the Water Fund, we have a department in here, 5091. Where we have elections, where we spent $10,000 on elections.
1591.
And I need to make sure that we've got an amount that we expended here in the right year, because I thought we paid for those elections in 2018, but yet when I assumed that this header was for the first and second quarter of 2019, I want to make sure that we didn't. Unless it was a journal correction or something like that.
So this is 18-19 for the entire fiscal year, so period July of 18 through June of 19.
Okay.
We had budgeted, so the first, that
so it's my
third
misunderstanding
column
for the title. Okay.
Is year-to-date amended budget. We budgeted 10 grand,
okay.
but then year-to-date actual,
okay.
the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 column, year-to-date actual,
mm-hmm.
is 6, 7, 8, 1, and 96 cents. That's what we spent. So
yeah.
we spent less than so we budgeted. Yeah, I could pull a report and tell you exactly what those were for, but
yeah,
we did have an election, right?
It was at the very beginning of the fiscal year, and that's why I asked why this was quarter versus end of year, because maybe 18 to 19 was the...
Yeah, I don't... I mean,
so
I
the election
checked.
Would have came in the very beginning of the fiscal year.
Can we get classification from the...
Would you guys like me to run a... Provide detail, Director Sia?
Yeah, from Christina.
Separately
on
what that is.
So we can move on.
Yeah, we can do that.
If you don't mind.
No, that would be great.
Yeah.
And
let me try to get a note on that.
I don't want to just report and file if there's some concerns
yeah.
or doubts.
No,
or
we'll get classification.
Clarification.
So we're not going to receive and file at this time?
No, it's... get clarification first.
Right.
Most and I have one more couple questions and comments. Just the interest, attachment one, 4020, this occurs a lot where it's estimated it's 10,000 and it always comes in at like 67,000, 70,000.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Attachment one, revenue interest.
Yep, 4020.
Yeah, we estimated 10,500.
Yes,
and it came in at 67,000.
Yeah, yeah, that seems to be this happens all the time, so I don't know, is there another interest?
Item that
we're missing from some
account. Well, we received more than we had budgeted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there an account that we're missing with interest?
Oh, when we're doing the budget?
Yeah.
I don't. You know, I suspect this has to do with not a lot of historical data to rely on.
I mean, we just use the old one.
And then the fact that we had more. Money in the bank this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, frankly, with interest rates going down, it may be back to close
yeah.
to 10,000.
I
don't know.
I think so.
And
then with attachment two, the one thing I wanted to point out was department 5,500, when you look at 5044, so utilities, hopefully that's going to go down next year. We were at 700% over, and that was because we were running the two treatment plants, so we were running the new ALT plant and the old one, so hopefully those numbers will go down next year. They've started to trend lower, so they're looking good. And the one thing I've seen both with this one and next is with the purchase of the new vehicles, all of our vehicle maintenance and all the repairs has gone normalized. So we're no longer way up in this extra percentage, we're around 60% of budget. So
we got newer vehicles.
Yeah, so that should still
yeah.
work very well.
Cost-benefit analysis.
So in that direction, then, to when we take it to the Finance Committee?
Let's get some classification for Christina also.
Okay.
First.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay. Seven F?
Yeah, I basically the same sort of questions.
Same thing.
Steve, I'd like to see it go to the finance committee first for review and recommendations, because again, the titles don't match the agenda, the data doesn't match the subject matter, excuse me, not the title, but the subject. And it's just, it looks like it's supposed to be for first quarter, but yet when you look at the data, and again, now that we understand the titles, it looks like it's for July, August, and September, which is what it should have been for first quarter, but it looks like it's for 7 months. So again, can we clarify again?
So, I mean, I feel like his agenda is properly in the title, is reflective of what the item is, fiscal year 20, first quarter budget to actual review. Possible order of action, receive and file and approve budget amendment for increased PERS UAL costs. So this, and then, so that to me makes sense. Calendar period 9/19, that's September. September is that's the first quarter. Fiscal period 3, that's the third month of the fiscal year, so that is the first quarter. So that all tracks to me. So this is the first quarter. And again, the only change we're suggesting that you make is a budget increase because our PERS unfunded accrued liability payment, which we got the bill for, was higher by some amount, I think $39,000 than mm-hmm. we had budgeted right. total. So, and I do see there's a math, I see the math that you're talking about so on the request form. But it's 39,110 is the correct number that we're asking for increase. And again, you don't have to take action on this now if you didn't want to. We have to pay it, and so we're going to pay it, and then, and you know, you're not going over budget on the aggregate. We're not spending more than we plan to. If you look at the numbers, percentages are pretty well in line anyway. But this, I feel like, this is a known overage, and so I wanted to highlight it for the board and get you guys to see it and approve the amendment so that I don't. Because if I don't do that, then I'm going to spend $39,000 I plan to spend somewhere else. So this is the proper time to do it. But again, if the board wants to take it to the committee first and get their recommendation, that is your
I'd like to recommend we do that, Steve, because I'd also have this question, too. Mm-hmm. If you look at the attachment 1 on page, again, I'm looking at the upper right-hand corner, mm-hmm. page 18.
Okay.
This list of funds is not the same as the list of funds for the fourth quarter, the previous agenda item.
Yep.
It's different, and so if we have some trends analysis and some patterns that we're going to be looking for, the finance committee is going to be looking for, can we be consistent in does the software allow you to be consistent in the funds that are listed in these reports?
Well, we're not printing funds that have zero balance in them. So that's the difference, is there were those assessment districts were closed out, and we transferred the money out of them, and so we're not using those funds anymore.
Okay.
There's not money. I don't know if I can add zero balance funds in there. I'd have to look and see if we can do that with the software.
Well, we don't want
to
make it more complex and more burdensome
for
me. That's
they're not
sure,
being used, so that's why they're not here.
Okay. Can I ask you then to just add that sentence as a clarifying piece of information in the discussion of the staff report then, so that we're not expecting to see everything, because again, I had the same questions for where are the rest of them, and so that really helps to not waste time or ask those questions if the staff report could be a bit more clear, and if you could then explain the calendar versus the fiscal for the header, it would just add clarity, save time going forward. Thank you.
Okay, we're not doing 7H.
We're not? Yes.
I got one question.
Oh, go ahead, please. I'm here.
Do we not have data from September to December? Or October, November, and December? I'm just reading this. It says first quarter, fiscal year first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They're talking.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's okay.
Well, I made a mistake.
Can you ask it again so he can...
I never make a mistake. Go ahead.
that was my question. I mean, you know, it would be helpful for the Finance Committee, you know, if we get data, even though it's preliminary data, as recent as possible, not recognizing that there'll be things that change, but if we can put it into that spreadsheet that I was talking about, then we can look at anomalies, we can look at trends, we can get some sense all through the year of what we need to budget for the coming year. And if I'm reading F, it says first quarter actual review, which I'm assuming first fiscal year quarter, that's through September. Surely we have data through December, that we're halfway through the third quarter of the fiscal year. So I guess my question is there data available for the second quarter, even if it's preliminary?
Well, we don't run reports like that, so we report to the board quarterly as directed. Obviously, we have accounting software, and so every time there's a transaction, we pay a check, we enter it into the accounting software. And you guys see that, and the board sees that every month in the reports. Those are the 5B, 1, and 2 that show the fund balance every month and the checks we write. So we just don't, that's what we provide monthly.
And I understand that we do it quarterly, but again, we're halfway through the third quarter and we don't have second quarter yet. That's if we did second quarter, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But and maybe it's just my experience, I've never operated a half a year behind in my reports. And that sounds like kind of what we're doing.
This is year to date up to the last checks, right? It's not just stopping at first quarter.
No, this is just first. This report here, 7F, is just first quarter.
Okay.
Budget actual. So, I mean, we, the staff, obviously we have accounting software that we use and we track. And we're watching budget actual every time we run checks, mm-hmm. so we can track what we're spending. To put it together in a report and be able to present to the board is another step that we only do quarterly, which is pretty standard among agencies to do a quarterly budget actual, because I wouldn't expect the board wants to make adjustments to its budget every month.
So, Steve...
But that staff's job is to track those things and bring them to you and flag them for the quarterly report. It's cumbersome for the board to try and manage the budget every month. That's
right.
Why you have staff.
Yeah, and I'm not asking that. I'm asking, why is the lag time a quarter and a half to get, or two quarters to get a quarter that should be, by the middle of February, everything through December should be pretty well settled out, shouldn't it?
Well, that's what I was going to ask Steve. If we're now in February for second quarter, which would have been for October, November, December, and we're a month and a half past that, are you preparing or getting ready to prepare the second quarter report now?
Yeah.
Yep. To be available when?
Well, probably next board meeting.
Okay.
The timing is the issue because of when checks come in, when people invoice us, right? I mean, don't people invoice us on December 31st? Or it's right into the, even the invoice, they could invoice right at the end of the quarter and we still got to book that. So the, and we, even if we get it after the quarter's over, we got to book it to the quarter they incurred the expense. So if they bill us in January, we pay it in February. If it was for expenses in December, we're going to book it to December expenses.
Right.
And that's the accounting way to do it. That's why there's a lag, is we're waiting to make sure we got everything in the quarter done. We paid and...
So the lag time is 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we're going here?
Sounds like it.
That's okay. That's good. I need just to know the lag time.
Okay.
And just the amended budget.
Yeah.
It's 542.77.
This is the one that has a typo.
And again, Steve, again, just for clarification on this transfer form, this is transfers within the same fund?
Within the same fund, so we're just spending more from that fund than we planned.
Okay, and did you by any chance tell us that fund number in the staff report? I don't recall from the top of my head.
Yeah, it's fund 10 so the costs are allocated between water and wastewater, so...
Okay.
Fund 10 is your water operating fund, and Fund 40 is your wastewater operating
fund.
So it's allocated based on staff to those different funds.
Okay, so is there, just so I'm clear and understand how these forms are used, is there a second form here that would be for like Fund 10 and this form might be for Fund 40?
No, I put it all in one form.
Okay, so can you tell by looking at the account number? Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
One question I have, can we not receive and file for it to go to the finance committee but still approve the amendment because the PERS cost is not going to change?
You can. That's up to the board. You can.
Yeah, you can do it. You guys want to do that?
Yeah, we're going to hold that up.
So I make the motion that we accept the amended budget for the PERS changes and not receive and file until it comes back from the finance committee.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, yeah.
We are doing H.
See, you didn't make a mistake.
Well, yeah. I forgot it was down farther than we were going to Florida.
You going to say something?
I was going to say, I make a motion to approve this.
Oh.
Oh, okay, but there's some changes still to it. Right?
No.
H?
So H is approving Aqua Conference. This is approving Aqua for the directors only, because the directors that pay their own boat and get reimbursed, so the staff person that attends, that is in the budget, and they can use district funds to attend and get, and pay for it directly through the budget, but board members cannot do it that way. The policy says you guys have to pay it yourself and then get reimbursed. So if board members want to attend, you need to adopt this, naming those people and approving their expenses and reimbursement. But it's not for staff. This is staff's handled separately. This is just for the board.
Mike wanted to go.
Yes.
I'm not going to go.
And also the hotel change, remember, because it starts Monday at 8:30. Sunday to Friday, unless we want to drive out that 3 o'clock in the morning to Monday.
Yeah, there's receptions Monday night.
The Aqua meeting is Monday, 8:30.
The GPA meeting? Oh.
Yeah, the GPIA is always Monday.
Is it Monday? Okay.
Yeah, so
there you go.
What we say it was Sunday to Thursday is our Monday.
And I'd like to be added to this too, as well,
then?
Since I'm not going to be going to Florida.
So it's budgeted. I don't know, but that's fine. I think we budgeted for two,
yeah,
if I remember
so
right.
Just add
so.
Two extra names.
Oh, you were on there, Director Garcia.
Correct.
Yeah, she's
oh.
There.
But,
so
but
I'm
the last meeting,
I was switching
with
Susan, yeah, because she's not able to go.
Correct. And remember
I
the last board meeting, I said I wasn't going to go to this one because I was going to Florida,
yeah.
But now that's changed.
I
so
forgot about
that. No, that's okay. See, you knew. Clairvoyant,
well,
right?
I'm just saying that
you knew.
The budget was for two, so two. I just want to know if it's two or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, just make sure it's clear for the record.
Okay.
Just the names change to
okay.
Protect the
7i.
Do we need anything to do this?
This is adopt a resolution.
Yeah, don't we
is
have
a resolution?
We have a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Second.
I made the motion.
Made
so.
Okay. I'll second it then.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
7i. Aye.
Aye.
Budget timeline. Operative budget
oh.
Timeline.
In the packet is the conceptual budget time for 2021 that was presented to the Finance Committee a few meetings ago. At that time, they had no comments and presented to the board for your discussion. I think we're past the point of return on a couple of these things, but I guess you can look at from March on. Obviously, January's done. February's too late. I think it's too late for us to get any kind of meaningful strategic planning goals workshop accomplished. So. If the board wants, we can try, but I think it'll be too late for that. That's it. I'm not asking for any particular action on the board on this, just present your information, unless you want to provide input. I'm here to accept your input.
Yeah, the only thing I wanted to ask the board is if they thought it would be useful if we had a combined board finance committee budget workshop, kind of go through some of those numbers beforehand. So I don't know if you guys would do that or not.
The main meeting for
just wait
the main meeting is I planned for that.
Trust you.
But Dr. Saunders, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think that was the intent of the main meeting.
Mm.
If you wanted to do it before that, we could work on that too if the board wanted to do it as well, but that was the intent of that meeting.
That was the only thing, yeah.
And I wanted to listen as possible because I don't know how the board feels about it. If you guys, I mean, I would recommend it that way, but it doesn't have to be.
The comments I have on this, what I thought was missing on here, Steve, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I'd like to see the quarterly reports added. You know, when it's appropriate, when the reports are ready for the Finance Committee to take a look at.
Oh, there are two attachments.
Yeah, because it's on your regular minutes for the Board of Directors. So it's not
I apologize. There actually were two agendas, two calendars we were looking at here for you guys. Sorry. I was looking at attachment two, which is just the budget timeline, but I was requested by the board to bring back, it's kind of the regular standing agenda items calendar, and that's attachment one. So that's, Dr. Rossi, that's where you'll see that, you should see the quarterly budget updates on there.
Correct, but, okay, then please clarify for me, because this header says Board of Directors.
That is board. That one is Board of Directors.
Okay, and the other one is Board of Directors as well, or is this the conceptual budget timeline for the Finance Committee?
That's for both. So it's just, I just have one conceptual budget timeline. I try to put both the board and the committee on one timeline so you guys can see where each other's meeting and you can see how that interrelates and you can decide if you want to do joint meetings at certain points in the process.
Got it, okay. Then what I'd like to suggest then, yes, be great if we merge both of these in. Okay, so I'm just going to work on.
The Finance Committee still meeting the Wednesday before our board meeting?
Their meetings are on here, that they so they kind of approved this as their meeting schedule.
Right.
So that's
like
when they're
Wednesday,
meeting.
Wednesday before ours. Yeah.
So they're all primed to meet at these dates.
It looks like they should be able to get the quarterly budgets before it comes to us. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The couple of items that I thought were not on here, and I added them to the Board of Directors, was, and they may be on here now that I'm going to combine these, is the, in December, I had received fiscal year and actual budgets with final numbers. Hopefully we have that by December, since the audit is usually rocking and rolling in October, November. In okay, but that's, we already do. Okay, so that would be just the one there. I had some adjustments on dates as far as when the quarterlies would be reviewed, but that was before I understood that it takes a couple of months for the invoicing to be done and the reports to be generated, so fine with the dates there. It'd just be nice to be able to see somewhere on our calendar here, January through December, when we're going to receive the fiscal year and budget with the actuals and the audit. Do we have the audit in here? We probably have the audit in here because we usually see it February, March.
Yeah, we have January says received prior year audit.
Thank you.
And then February says second quarter budget.
Perfect. Okay,
and
great.
May is draft budget, third quarter budget comparison.
Okay.
June is adopted budget.
Yeah, so in December or January.
Fourth quarter.
Be nice to be able to receive the fiscal year end with the actual amounts in it. The other thing I added to the conceptual budget timeline for the Finance Committee was more looking at when they might do a review of the reserve policy, when they might do a review, if it's appropriate, of the recommendations from the audit. For example, the audit recommended that the reconciliation of the capital asset activity and the accrual liabilities. If that's appropriate for the Finance Committee to do, in addition to staff, that it be added to their conceptual timeline. Perplexed now, though, Steve, on how that might work to combine these. If if this one, it's this one, right, that it combines this
page
as well?
That's just budget. So that one, attachment two, that's got the blue lettering, is the budget-only timeline. And so for both administrative bodies, if you will. So I have both finance committee meetings and board meetings shown in there.
Okay. So
it wasn't intended to be the work plan for the finance committee. It was just, here's the timeline for putting the budget together. Here's when staff envisions presenting drafts to the finance committee and the board. Here's when staff would plan to have a joint meeting so you guys can review it together. That was kind of the idea.
Okay.
Just so you can outline the process of when we plan on bringing it forward to both you guys. So that was it. So those items you talk about, I wouldn't, while I'm, don't conceptually have a problem with them, they're not budget related, so I wouldn't add them on. So.
Okay, then maybe the finance committee can come up with their own example of a timeline then for what they'd like to see for other activities based on what the resolution's asking them to do to review the financial operating budgets and proposals and long-range strategic planning and audits and financial reports, then they can maybe come up with their draft and bring that before the board as a recommendation, and we can add that to the budget timeline. Just a thought. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that, though.
Okay. Old Jay.
There's nothing really we need to do on I, right? We just accept it the way it is? Just a resolution, so we don't really have to take a vote, right? Just
no,
accept and file?
Unless you have direction, just you don't do anything.
Accept and file?
Just want to provide a ton of that direction.
Just right away,
okay.
Move forward. Okay.
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 All right. This item is the approval of Amendment 5, the Professional Service Agreement with George Sanders. George has provided a lot of leadership on the project and is really working hard to get us totally wrapped up. And we need to finish it up for us. that's the basic summary of the staff report. In response to the board's request at the last meeting, George and I worked together to put together the remaining project closeout tasks and a table with his estimated hours to complete. There's some notes there as well. And so the net of that is he thinks he's going to bill for 120 hours from whenever his term expired previously, December 31st, until April 30th. The April 30th deadline is just, I just picked the number out in the future somewhere to try and get him done, because in addition to getting the contractor done, there's closeout requirements with the state rolling fund loan. So there's state loan closeout requirements that we're going to require George's expertise and knowledge to complete. And so we're estimating that by the end of April we'll have all that stuff done. And so 120 hours for all that through April 30th at his $90 an hour, that's $10,800 increase to the agreement. That fiscal impact statement that happened last time with the approval item 7B at January's board meeting. Oh, no, it was today. We did it today, too. That was the CIP thing. The action does not require an increase in the project budget. Projected expenditures, amended project budget are listed below. So that's it. We're asking the board to adopt the resolution approving his amendment, increasing the contract amount by $10,800, extending the term April 30th, 2020.
Steve, can I ask you one question?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you clarify for me, please, so I can understand? That this agenda item is asking for an increase for George's compensation,
yep.
Which I'm fine with because he needs to be fairly compensated for sure.
Right.
But how does that reflect back to the minutes that I asked to clarify where we had the discussion at the last board meeting between yourself and Director Saunders where there said there would be no increase in compensation for George? How does that work?
I don't know, George, how to
answer
that.
I
think maybe you need to answer it.
I think I need to do that, Steve.
Yeah. I can just reflect those were the facts at the time I brought it to you.
Right.
And the facts have changed.
When I met with Steve originally, and I and I helped prepare the original agenda item with no compensation to myself.
Okay.
I was basically giving myself away.
Okay.
And if you, well, because that particular agenda item didn't move forward, and I have no issue with the reason it didn't move forward, Steve and I sat down and talked about it. We looked at the tasks that were remaining. We talked about trying to pull a round peg through a square hole with a contractor. It's a lot of work. So we tried to estimate the amount of time, and I indicated to Steve, I just can't dedicate this effort with what we know now today compared to what we knew a month ago for free.
Okay.
So that's how we generated the time. So it was a decision on my part. I gave Steve a memo. I told him, and Steve realized the importance of me working under a contract regardless of the compensation. There are issues associated with, I need to be under contract when I work directly with a contractor,
right,
or things could really fall apart.
Right.
So with that understanding, I told Steve, I need to be compensated for it. And what I tried to do is estimate my time, and I think I'm very generous on what I put here. If you do the math on it over a four-month period, I'm basically only charging one day a week, 8 hours a week. And everybody in the office knows it requires a much greater dedication than that. I will say some days I come in, I'll send an email to the contractor, and I'll have to go through and scan all of that, respond back to those things. It would be great if I was doing it from home, but all my files are here. I don't want to bring all this stuff home, so I come in and I check that stuff. So this is an estimate, but I guess in direct response, why was it no compensation before and now it's got substantial compensation? I mean, $10,000 isn't something to, you know, bat an eye at. It's,
well,
real money for the
district. 120 hours of your time. That's an awful lot to,
yeah,
free,
yeah.
So I understand. Okay.
So that's how that evolved, and I...
Okay. That's great. Thank you. Because like I said, it should be compensated fairly,
mm-hmm,
for sure. You're doing the work. The other question I have for you then, Steve, mm-hmm, and George, is at the last meeting we asked for not only your punch list,
okay,
with the schedule, and I noticed with the hours you have here, it's not really on a schedule. Can you give us some assurance that you might be able to accomplish these items on your punch list by the extension date on your contract, which was December 31st through April 30th, because that's, you know, you really, from now, today's date, to April 30th, that's a short amount of time to try to squeeze in this amount of work. So is it reasonable to think that you might be done with these by then, or?
Yeah, I think it's reasonable to believe we will be done. I brought a couple of folders in, and it's not to say what's going on, but these are punch list items.
Mm-hmm.
These are for the specs and these are for the plans.
Okay.
Many of the bigger ones are already accomplished, but there still are punch list items that I'm working on. I mean, I can give you a brief summary of what they are, but they certainly wouldn't be inclusive of everything. I think I joked around a little bit in a prior agenda item about paint, but there is touch-up paint for everything. It has to be inventoried for motors, it has to be inventoried for the filters, everything that we have. So,
well, it's got to meet your specs and it's got to meet your,
right,
satisfaction before you're ready to sign off and say that job's complete. So yeah,
yeah.
I understand that. So
yeah.
It sounds like then if you continue to work on this, you've been very generous with your time because this compensation, although it goes back to cover you contractually, you've been already here working for free for us.
Well, I've been here for the most part.
You know, from December,
that's a correct statement.
Where you're out of contract. So
right.
You've been generous with that time. So, okay, great. Thank you very much.
So I make a motion that we adopt the resolution as presented.
Can you clarify, Dave, which one? Because there's multiple resolutions
here.
Well,
it says possible board action, adopt the resolution approving the amendment.
It would have to be attachment
three. There's multiple resolutions here. So
it would be attachment three.
So it'd have to be attachment three.
Attachment three.
Approving Amendment 5 would be...
approving Amendment 5
would be adequate.
And so we're approving Amendment 5 in the professional services, blah, blah, blah. So that's the...
I'm sorry, Dave, it's attachment 2, Amendment 5. You got that right, Steve?
Amendment 5, yes.
Amendment 5.
So that's my motion.
Okay, I'll second that.
All right, we have a motion and second. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Nays? Nay, motion carries.
Absent.
Okay.
You know that the president was
absent. The president is absent, so the vice president
stepped out for a moment.
Okay.
And didn't vote on that.
Okay.
Appears to be an intentional act.
So I'm just saying.
Great, and thank you, George. Thanks for.
Thank you, George.
Yeah,
that was my concern before last time that you were going to be here and not compensated, so that was.
No, no. I greatly appreciate all the dialogue. I listened to the minutes of that meeting. Kelly shared them with me. I appreciate all of that. It's just, you know, getting everything together. Where are we with this, as it relates to the finances and everything? I told Steve. Last month, we just got to get it done. We have to have something to amend the contract.
You stepped out, so I'm not
taking it.
Anyhow.
Yeah, and I was glad for the update you would give with the final completion.
Yeah, and by the way, if Steve signed that, I'll get that signed tomorrow morning right around 9 o'clock. So, and I'll have the certified copy and everything, so we have it. We'll get that to the state.
And I voted no.
Oh, the notice of completion?
With regards to which component? You mean...
320 hours. You're taking us all out to lunch.
I think I've already bought you breakfast once.
Thank you, George.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so basically all I have is I'm still going through the getting comments and feedback from the different water districts. So once I get everything compiled, I'll bring it back so we can have full information on possible grant writers or sharing opportunities and recommendations for what we need to do as a board in terms of disaster preparedness and emergency preparedness from what they learned through the things that they went through. That's all I have.
That's it?
That's it.
Cindy.
Okay, I'm going to be quick too. I have a couple of handouts that I put up here. One of them is the work that was done last April by NBS on the Community Service District closeout, just so that people have that information handy with the questions that I asked if they listened to the tape or have any concerns about the funds and the way they were listed and the information staff provided. The other one is just my request. I would really like to see that, since I'm following policies and procedures to get items put on the agenda, that I get items put on the agenda for the March board meeting. I think it's really important that when we're coming up to fire season and with the work that Director Saunders is doing and with the work that Director Souza is doing on the Garden Valley Fire District in Georgetown and other corresponding fire districts as they're having their meetings, that we really talk about the emergency preparedness and response plans we have here within the district. And I'd really think we're really need to be at the point in time where we talk about the Finance Committee objectives. And I'd like to request that it's worded exactly how I have it worded here, so we can talk about each piece of the Finance Committee, including roles and responsibilities. And that's all I have.
Dane.
Only I had per board directed motion, take one of those, pass it down. There's comments for each of the board members to have for the board direction in, I believe it was December. So that's all I have.
Okay, with Talvin.
Thank you.
Where'd he go?
Bathroom.
He stepped up. Okay.
Thank you.
And I'll miss you tomorrow because I got that all day meeting in Sacramento, so make
gotcha.
It to Edgar.
Okay. Can we go home?
I make a motion, we adjourn.
I second. All in favor, aye.
Let's get out of here.